Pashyat saw Atmanam, his own self, Deva Mayaya, by the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jadikritam had become victimized as a fool. Ripa-sheshta, O best of kings, Maharaj Parichat, Sanyavartata, restrained himself further. Kajmalat, from illusion. Translation. O Maharaj Parichat, best of kings, when Lord Shiva had fully discharged Sima, he could see how he himself had been victimized by the illusion created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he restrained himself from any further maya. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Once one is agitated by lusty desires upon seeing a woman, those desires increase more and more. But when semen is discharged in the act of sex, the lusty desires diminish. The same principle acted upon Lord Shiva. He was allured by the beautiful woman, Mohini Murti. But when his semen had been fully discharged, he came to his senses and realized how he had been victimized as soon as he saw the woman in the forest. If one is trained to protect his semen by observing celibacy, naturally he is not attracted by the beauty of a woman. If one can remain a brahmachari, he saves himself so much trouble in material existence. Material existence means enjoying the pleasure of sexual intercourse. Yan maitu nadi griha medi sukham. If one is educated about sex life and is trained to protect his semen, he is saved from the danger of material existence. Skane retasi so pasyad atmanam deva mayaya jadikritam nripa shreshta sanyavartata kajmalat. O Maharaj Parichat, best of kings, when Lord Shiva had fully discharged semen, he could see how he himself had been victimized by the illusion created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he restrained himself from any further maya. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stavitamiyena Bhutale Swayana Rupa Gadama Antadanta Svayana Antadanta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Rasti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very vivid description of a vivid and dramatic incident. And Srila Prabhupada has just explained a little before, Srila Prabhupada explained just a little before, that this is a very special situation. This is not just some typical situation. This is a very special situation. Because Lord Shiva, he's a very advanced devotee and a very advanced transcendental personality. And he can't really be victimized like that by the ordinary material energy. Rather, we understand, we know that Durga Devi herself, who is the presiding deity of the external material potency, and is controlling that potency. She is his wife. And as such, she is fully under his control. Yes, she's a very strict wife. Not like so many, I mean not all, but so many at least of the current day ladies who have some other ideas, but she is very staunch, very, very dedicated wife. And she's completely under his control. So, just like we saw in the fourth canto, there was the story of Sati, who is the same Durga Devi, who committed suicide when Lord Shiva was being blasphemed. Of course, there it is a fact that she acted independently by going to that sacrifice of her father Daksha, even though Lord Shiva advised her at least not to. But still, her dedication to her husband was so strong that when she heard those insults, and actually not so much even, it was just at the beginning, and she felt so strongly, she was so deeply attached and appreciative of her husband that she committed suicide. And this is not an easy thing to do at all. This is not an easy thing to do at all. Unless one is so extremely deeply disturbed that living seems worse than dying. Otherwise, how can one do that? So she was so strongly attached to Lord Shiva that hearing him insulted was worse than dying, so she died. Voluntarily. This is very, very high standard. I remember 3-4 years ago, perhaps, being in Vrindavan Dham. Our VIHE went on parikrama one day. We went to Unchagam, place of Lalita Devi, and we were invited, a few of us were invited to the house of one local family. Farming community, a very, very simple Vaishnav, Hindu Vaishnav type folk. And the mother was there, she was a middle-aged woman or a little bit older. And the daughter was there, she was maybe 12 or so, just developing into a young woman. And the mother was telling us what a good girl she was and that she was going to be a sati. Yes. She was of that character. And the young daughter sort of looked a little bit, but wasn't quite as convinced as her mother. But sati herself, she is revered. And women folk who are like that, they're revered, actually, amongst people who understand what is really high character. So Lord Shiva is so powerful that he controls Maya. He controls Durga. There may be some slight influence due to association, but that is not very much. That is not very much. He is an expansion of Lord Vishnu, and described by Lord Brahma and Brahma Samhita as being like yogurt, milk, Lord Vishnu is like milk, the original pure substance. When milk becomes influenced a little bit, just by some little bit of souring agent, it becomes yogurt. It's still milk, but now it's acquired some other characteristics as well. But you cannot say it is not milk. So Lord Shiva, he's a very special person, and Srila Prabhupada explained that this is not just some ordinary boy-girl type of situation. Maya is just playing her expert games and powerful games and bewildering everybody. Not like that. But this is a special part, a pastime, ultimately for our education. Ultimately for our education, so that hopefully we may not have to go through something like that. Of course, it wouldn't take Mohini Murti to bewilder the average man like that, as it took for Lord Shiva. But we can learn from that. We can learn from this. So Lord Shiva, he is one of the Acharyas. Original Acharyas are one of the Vaishnav Sampradayas. So we should not underestimate him. We shouldn't underestimate him. So here in this particular verse and purport, the whole situation is being described in very plain language, very straightforwardly. Not beating around the bush or just, you know, in some indirect way, but making it very clear. This is the situation. Understand it for what it is. Srila Prabhupada was always like that, and not just dealing in niceties and so on, but making everything very clear. So here also, Srila Prabhupada, Shukadeva Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, they're making things very clear. Prabhupada is even describing certain aspects of the male experience in sex life as such. What the male goes through. So in a certain sense, Lord Shiva is going through that in a more transcendental sense. And coming through at the end of that experience, then that bewildering desire diminishes. And Lord Shiva comes to his senses. And then he understands what has happened. I became bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. In this case, it is like a spiritually illusory energy. So I became bewildered by that illusory energy of the Lord. And now, as we saw in the word for word, although Srila Prabhupada did not exactly express it in the translation itself, but he saw, I've become victimized like a fool. I became just like, well, literally running around chasing a member of the opposite sex. So I've been made a fool, just like a monkey. Srila Prabhupada makes the point, talks about Marakata Vairagya, the renunciation of the monkeys. That the monkeys, some people may think that they're very renounced, very austere. They don't even wear clothes. They just eat the fruit as it hangs on the trees. You don't see them going to the supermarket or wearing cosmetics or fashionable clothing. They just live there. They don't even have a roof over their head. So that is such simple living. But Srila Prabhupada said, unfortunately they let themselves down. Well, of course in so many ways, really. But particularly Srila Prabhupada mentioned that they generally have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They're very broad-minded. Don't want to be narrow-minded. Very broad-minded. They have a boyfriend or a girlfriend in every tree in the neighborhood. So, living is easy, like that. So Lord Shiva saw that I've become like this. I've exposed myself, even Mohini Murti, in order to make this point very vividly. She led him on this chase through the forest here and there. She led him past the ashrams of different sages and saintly people. So they would learn that, oh, look at this. Here's this very, extremely beautiful young woman. And here's Lord Shiva himself. Just so captivated and carried away, he's chasing after her. Running after her, wanting to just grab hold of her and experience that so-called pleasure of sex life. This was a type of preaching, you could say, on the part of Mohini Murti, that she wanted them to learn that, oh, if it can happen to Lord Shiva, it can happen to me. So therefore, I must be very careful. I must be very careful. So, Lord Shiva, when he came to this point in this whole chase and this whole situation where his semen was discharged, then that basic desire, it diminished, it subsided. And then his mind became clearer. Actually, his mind became clear. His mind became completely clear. And we'll see shortly how, immediately afterwards, when Mohini saw that his mind has become clear and actually he is again situated properly on the spiritual platform, she withdrew that form and presented herself as she normally is, in a male form, her form as Krishna. Yes, and was appreciative that now Lord Shiva has become properly situated again. So we should learn from this, the bewildering power of the material energy, particularly in the form of sexual attraction. Here, Lord Shiva is the main person involved in terms of bewilderment, but Srila Prabhupada made the point that as woman is Maya, man. So man is Maya for woman. Yes. So it applies all round. It applies to everybody. This attraction between male and female, in the fifth canto, it's described very clearly. Pumsa striamitini bhavame tam tayomata vidaya grantam ahu. Aho griha kshetra sutapta vitaya. Janasya Mahoyam Ahamameti, that the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this attraction, one becomes attached to one's body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. All the paraphernalia, everything that goes with it to make up that whole picture. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. I am here to enjoy, and I should make as much as possible mine so I can enjoy it. And this is the goal of life. This is actually what life is here for. Their vision is cut off. It is cut off. They can't see beyond that point. That beyond that point of personal sense gratification is a whole world of pleasure and happiness on the spiritual platform. And that actually, that so-called pleasure, which is there, pumsa, striya, mitinu, bhavane, tam, that so-called pleasure, which is there in the free mingling and just in the enjoying spirit, material enjoying spirit, that mingling of male and female, is not really something which will actually help me and please me and satisfy me, really. But it'll simply increase my problematic situation. That's it. It'll not really make me happy. Just as we know in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Jayato Vishayam Pulsan. Jayato. If you meditate, contemplate within the mind, Vishaya, the objects of sense gratification, then Sangastation Vijayate. Then you become Sangastation. You become attached. You want that Sangha. You want to actually mix and have that contact. Yes, that material contact, not that sadhu sangha, but that material sangha, that material connection. Sangat sanjayate kama. So first of all there's that dhyayato, that meditation contemplation. Then there is that sangha, that attachment. And then comes sangat. From that attachment, sangat sanjayate kama, lust, which specifically in this context means that you actually do it. Not just that the desire is there and strong and feeling very attractive, that is there on the level of attachment. But then kama, then you enjoy it, you actually do that. So like this, it develops, situation develops, jayato vishayas, sangat teshu vijayate, sangat sanjayate kama, lust, enjoyment or attempt to enjoy. And then what is the next phase? Happiness. Am I right? Yes. Very good. Oh no. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Kamat sukha vijayate? No. Kamat krodho vijayate. And then, yes, falling, that will come. I mean, it's already there, really. But in the sense of like a total collapse, that will come shortly. But kamat krodho, not kamat sukha vijayate. We enjoy our sex life or our whatever it may be, a nice house and nice clothes and a nice motor car. This is all the same category. It's just that the attraction to the opposite sex is the main thing. But all these trappings of material existence that I try to utilize for my sense gratification, kamat krodho vijayate, Krishna says. That we were seeing, we were looking at that, thinking that I can do this, I can do that. I can enjoy this sense object in so many ways. We became attached and deeply attracted. Then we didn't. Thinking that now I will experience that, which I already figured out within my mind. It became apparent. It was going to be a nice experience. So now I do it. But those sense objects, they are material, and we are spiritual. So there is a fundamental clash of nature. There's a fundamental clash of incompatibility, actually, of nature. Spirit cannot really draw that, at least one thought, what was going to be that happiness. One thought was going to be there. But from matter, That is not really possible. To illustrate that point, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the example of the reflected banyan tree. There is a banyan tree standing on the edge of some body of water. In terms of the analogy, the real banyan tree, that is the spiritual world, where there is real happiness. We utilize our senses there, in utilizing all the objects there for the pleasure of Krishna. then we become very happy. That's the real tree. But then that real tree is reflected in the body of water. And when you look at that real tree, everything is, I mean, that reflected tree, everything is there. The fruit is there. Every fruit. Everyone is there. Every flower is there. Everything is there. It looks very good in the reflection. That reflection, though, is like the material world. However, when you try to pick one of those fruits out of the reflection, there's nothing there. The prospect seems to be there. It looks good. But the substance is not there. So, like this. Sangat sanjayate kama. After contemplating becoming attached and strongly desirous, enthusiastic, one tries to enjoy, but the substance is not there. So what is the result of that? Kamat krodho vijayate. One becomes frustrated. One invested so much of oneself in that whole process and got nothing. Maybe less than nothing. Someone becomes frustrated and angry. This is the nature of the process of material existence. So therefore Krishna says in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Yehi samsparsaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavantakonteya na te shu ramate buddha. That an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery. Of course, when we hear that, we think, natural. What person would take part in the sources of misery? What intelligent person? Goes without saying. Even what to speak of intelligent person, any person. Unless there's something wrong with them, they'll not take part in the sources of misery. But what is that? Dukkha yona. In the Sanskrit, Krishna says dukkha yona. The yona, the womb, the place of birth of that dukkha, that misery. What is that, Krishna says? It is due to contact with the material senses. Such pleasures have a beginning and an end. And Krishna's sort of been quite nice in putting it that way. They have many problems attached to them also. But they have a beginning and an end. And so the wise person does not take part in that. Yes. So, Lord Shiva is going through some type of experience like this. That he has become, he contemplated, he became attached, and wanting it, and actively trying to achieve that stage of attachment, to the point of running around here and there chasing a woman. Until he discharged semen. And then the fever, the temperature of the attachment dropped. And then he saw that I made a fool of myself. He's very elevated. So, but this is still an aspect like that frustration and anger. Just see what I did. I made a fool of myself in front of all these great saintly people. I was acting practically like an animal. Just mindlessly chasing after some low-class sense gratification, just illicit sex life, just with some woman who appeared in front of him. So he experienced something like that. But then the end result was the strengthening of his conviction. No. So he came again to the transcendental platform. So we also, here, Prabhupada says, if one is educated about sex life and is trained to protect his semen through brahmacharya, one is saved from the danger of material existence. If one can remain a brahmachari, he saves himself so much trouble in material existence. You know, I don't know how many brahmacharis and brahmacharinis have come together in the history of ISKCON on the basis of some naive idea. I mean, sometimes it works out, they manage to have it work out, but usually naive idea that we will get married. And some household couples are probably determined and serious. They can maybe not exactly do that, but at least maintain Krishna conscious household life in a simple way. Remain mainly at least dedicated to devotional service. But this is not an easy thing. This is not a small thing. Now we will just continue on as if we were happy with brahmacharya and brahmacharini, but now have each other to make things even happier. But still, life will just go on. It doesn't just go on just like that. But there are so many things. Prabhupada says here, so much trouble, so much difficulty maintaining family and taking responsibility for all the problems and the problems of the children. This is a major exercise. And you can't tell the children what to do. They have said, look, chant a few more rounds and try and chant without a crisis this time. And you know, your anxieties should be dispelled a bit. Sorry, enough of that, never means. So like this, one should become educated and convinced on one hand what is the reality here. And on the other hand, one should really be fixed up on the spiritual platform through being absorbed in devotional service, and in this way getting the higher taste, much higher taste, which is there in devotional service. And through a combination of these two things, then one can become actually fixed, happily fixed on the spiritual platform, and remain fully engaged in devotional service without becoming distracted. And in this way, like God says, perhaps one can remain a brahmachari or brahmachari. One can remain in that position free from that entanglement with a member of the opposite sex, and then all the various implications of that. This is very good. Then one has a very good chance of being successful in Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. Very good chance. This is a very important thing, because we have come for that. Krishna consciousness. Not just for a member of the opposite sex. They're available anywhere. But Krishna consciousness is not just available. Yes. So, I think you know one day Prabhupada was talking about this principle. All the devotees should remain celibate. Everyone should go back to Godhead. And one devotee sort of protested or something, raised the question, but if everyone remains celibate and goes back to Godhead, what will happen to the human race? And Srila Prabhupada responded that yes, this is our goal. No more human race. But then he said, don't worry. There'll always be a few fools or so loud. So don't worry about the human race. It'll carry on somehow or other. So we should try and learn from this. And preferably we can learn, just like Rohini Murthy wanted those sages to learn just by seeing Lord Shiva. This normally very great person, spiritual person, but somehow Maya attacked him and got him. Somehow it happened. And see what happened to him. So then those great sages would think, I must be more than careful, extra careful, make sure it doesn't happen to me. So similarly, we should learn in that way. That if it can happen to Lord Shiva, then me, then it can just happen any time to me. Just at the drop of a hat, it wouldn't take that we need waiting. So let me also be especially careful in Krishna consciousness, and then we can manage action in Krishna consciousness. And not just manage, but be happy in Krishna consciousness without having to become sidetracked or run the risk of being sidetracked. Any comments or questions? Of course, we know this is the sort of class that generally nobody falls asleep at. Because this subject matter is, you know, you could say dear to everyone's heart, or if not dear, but it's there. It's really there. It's a prominent factor in the life of everyone. That's simply a reality. So let us learn from it and gain from it and the Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.